Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Now, if we turn to the book of Mark, and we go to the 5th chapter. Marvelous, wonderful. The 4th and 5th chapters of the book of Mark flowing together in faith. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years. And Jesus said unto her, Daughter, my power has made thee whole. No. Daughter, O Almighty God have made thee whole. No. Daughter, thy faith thy faith hath made thee whole. Hallelujah. Yeah. Your faith can make you whole. Yeah. What was the connection here? The contact of her hand touching that prayer shawl made a demand on the anointing of Jesus, and that power flowed. How do we know this? Because they said, sir, many people are touching you. Many people. The touch of curiosity. The touch of, he's famous. We want to touch him. No action. But the moment, the very moment that faith that comes from God rose up in that woman's heart, sometime in that 12 years, she heard about Jesus. What did she hear? She heard somebody was relaying his messages. She heard that he was anointed. She heard that he's going around preaching a message on the blessing. He's preaching the blessing. He's preaching the blessing. She heard that, and she knew, and faith came. Faith came. Now, can't you just see her? She's bled so much that she's just, she's very weak. And she says, I know. I've heard these testimonies. I know. Everywhere he goes, he preaches the same thing, that God has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has given me an anointing to preach recovery of sight to the blind. He's given me an anointing to heal the brokenhearted. He's given me an anointing to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, which is supernatural debt increase. And people were telling her all of these messages that he's preached, and faith began to come. Faith began to come. And people are telling her things and relaying testimonies to her. 12 years. Read the 5th chapter of the book of Leviticus and you can see it. Read it. She was a shut-in. She actually took her life in her own hand. And read it, as I said, in the 5th chapter of the book of Leviticus. She could have been stoned for being out in public for having an issue of blood beyond her normal period. She took her life into her own hands, because there, right next to Jesus, is Jairus.
the man who is leader of the synagogue in Capernaum, Jesus and his ministry headquarters is in Capernaum. He had just come from across the lake where he delivered the madman of Gadara. He lived in Capernaum. This was in Capernaum. And they had all the lookouts for him. Oh, he's coming in. He's coming in. And he just came up to the shore and Jairus fell at his feet and said, "My little daughter is sick unto death." Let's go back and read it, please. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 22, "There cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. When he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live." And Jesus went with him. And Jesus went with him. Much people followed him and thronged him, and a certain woman. I want you to notice something about this. We know from what the Bible says in verse 42, verse 41, he took the damsel by the hand. Jairus said, "Come lay your hands on her." So he took her by the hand. Now notice this. "And he said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, now listen, damsel, I say unto you." What did Jesus just do? We're going to see it in a moment in the 11th chapter, where he said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. Whosoever shall say and not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith, he shall have whatsoever he saith." And he used his faith and he said, "Little girl, I say unto you." He took her by the hand. I want you to notice. I want you to notice. The woman stopped him. What stopped him? Her faith. And he just stopped. Jairus is right here. What moved Jesus to come? Jairus' faith. And so he said, "Come." He said, "Okay." And the woman stopped him. So it was not the Spirit of God. It was not the Father telling him to go and to stop. No, no. It was the faith of the people. It was the faith of the people. The faith stopped him. Faith moved him. Hallelujah. And all this time that she's telling her testimony, all this time she's going on and on about all the money. She's going on about all the doctors. She's going on about all of that. And Jairus is standing there listening to all that. And he did not say a word. He kept his mouth shut. Listen to me. He had spoken his faith. He had stepped across the line of faith, and he was not going to go back the other way. He spoke it, and it moved Jesus. She touched the garment, and it stopped Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's give him praise. Let's honor him. Even in verse 35, well, he yet spake. He was still talking about this woman there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, so the death messenger came, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master anymore? The death message came. We are not a people without hope. Our hope is in the sure and certain resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We're a people of hope. Hallelujah. Amen. Straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. Number one, the woman said it. Number two, she did it. She could have stayed, I mean, a lot of faith, but without corresponding action, she had to, she said, if I can just touch his clothes. But now she could have said, but I can't go out there. I can't do that. I can't do this. I'm skin and bones now. I can't do it. I can't go. I know if I could just touch his clothes, I would be home. She would have died right there in her room. Corresponding action. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Corresponding action. She did it. Number three, she received it. I've already pointed that out to you. She received it before she felt it. She received it in her heart before she ever got out there. She had already seen herself with it before she ever got out there, because she said, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. She received it. She took it. She had it before she ever got out in that street. Had she not received it in there, she never would have gone out into the street. You have to see yourself with it. Stop seeing yourself sick in your mind and in your thinking. Stop seeing yourself poor in your mind and in your thinking. Begin to see yourself with all of those things you need. Begin to see it. Take time to meditate on it and see yourself well. Don't see yourself like this. Well, after all, I'm 84 years old. No, I'm not. I'm going on 85. I am not 84. I was 84 last December the 6th. I am now well into my 85th year. Thank you very much. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I see myself at 120. I see myself there. Hallelujah. The absolute prescription for healing and anything else is in the book of Proverbs chapter 4. And it is so easy. Verse 20, my son, attend to my words. Pay attention to my words. Put my word final authority in your life. If it says you're healed, you're healed. If it says you're prosperous, you're prosperous. Incline your ear unto my sayings. What God said in his covenant must take all authority anything else anybody else has said. Let these words not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for these words are life unto those that find them, and health. The Hebrew word is medicine. This is God's medicine. This is God's medicine. This is God's medicine to all their flesh. Hallelujah. This is God's medicine. Take your medicine. The side effects to this medicine are wonderful. Amen. Take it 3 times a day. And if you need it, double the dose. Yes. I didn't come up with that myself. My darling wife, Gloria, taught me that. Glory to God. Amen. Double the dose. Double up on your Bible reading. Double up on your messages that you listen to. Double up on your CDs. Double up, double up, double up, double up. Listen to good faith preaching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every day, the Word of the living God. Every day, put your eyes on it. Hallelujah. Now, that's what I was referring to. See yourself. Keep it before your eyes. Keep it. By His stripes, you were healed. By your stripes, I am healed. I choose to believe this. I choose life. I choose blessing. I choose God. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I will teach you this as I close. The 6 eyes of faith. I believe. I will. I take it. I have it. I have faith in God. I thank you for it. And I forgive if I have aught against any. Hallelujah. Think about this now. Think about this. Faith does not work in an unforgiving heart. This woman of faith had to forgive all of the doctors. She had to forgive the fact that she was a woman of means and now had none. Faith does not work in an unforgiving heart. Well, Brother Copeland, you don't know what they did to me. Well, if you haven't forgiven, they're still doing it to you. They've forgotten all about it. And it's still working in your life. Think about this also. You have the same power on the inside of you to forgive because you have the faith of God.
The Covenant University campus is located on the grounds of Canaan Land in Lagos, Nigeria, with Bishop David Oyedepo as the chancellor. Some of the many courses offered include research and discovery, science and technology, various branches of engineering, architecture, and biochemistry. As of August 2021, there are over 7,000 students in attendance.
On the educational aspect of the ministry, God has engraced us to operate presently two frontline universities in Africa, Covenant University and Landmark University. And then we have also a network of secondary schools across Nigeria and across African continents. The priority of our schools is the word. So whether you're in the primary school, the secondary school, or the high school, or the university, you know this is a Christian institution. It's a faith-based, it's no compromise on it. So as we teach you the regular things you should learn, we teach you the word. There's been amazing testimonies of transformed lives, amazing different dimensions. We've had people who began right from the primary school, grow into the secondary school, grow into the university, and then they're doing great things across in the world today. Many own businesses, many work in top positions in already established ventures, yet carrying the touch of the gospel in what they do.
The 2021 impact ranking of Times Higher Education, where world universities are also ranked, precisely 1,115 universities were ranked, but Covenant was top 600. The vision of the institution is to raise a new generation of leaders. Three main facets of human, that is the spirit, the soul, and the body. So all of these have been integrated into that. And I can tell you there's no Nigerian university that currently does that. And each of our students, or all students of Covenant University, will run through this curriculum from their first year until they graduate. It has affected our students tremendously. It has been a blessing to a number of our students. We have employers of labor coming to Covenant University ground to recruit our students. Covenant University graduates were found to be on the top side. They were rated very high and the highest among all of the Nigerian graduates.
So I joined Covenant University in 2002. And in 4 years, I got my first degree. By 2009, I had my second degree. And by 2013, I had my third degree. That's my doctorate degree. And I can say that today, there is no regret at all coming to Covenant. And some of the benefits and the accolades I have received, you know, kind of validates the quality of education we get here at Covenant. Today, in my role as Director International Office and Linkages, I'm leading successful relationships between Covenant University and global organizations like UNESCO, MIT, Sciences Po in France, and hundreds more. My commitment today is to nothing more than ensuring that students here at Covenant continue to get that education that continues to stand up to education anywhere else in the world.
The reason why I moved into teaching, I also want to be a part of creating knowledge and also ensuring that this knowledge is transgenerational. And people don't really care how much you know, but what people really care is how you're able to use the wealth of knowledge you have to further improve the society.
Covenant University is a vision-birthed university, and it wasn't just birthed on a particular vision that, we want a new generation of leaders to arise, but they are betting the same vision in every student that passes through the university. And that has affected my life. Because the revolution is not just birthed in the educational setup, but it's birthed in us. And wherever we are the revolution.
I would say to a large extent, coming to Covenant University has defined a huge part of the trajectory of my life. It's helped me gain a sense of purpose, right? To wake up each day and just ask myself really, what will God have me do in my life?
Every single day that we are on this ground and we are in this particular place, we are meeting people who are kingdom-driven, people who see life not for the words it is, but actually apply the words in the Bible. And you see it work in their life, and you hear testimonies, you hear life impacting miracles, and then you are saying, like, oh, I could be this person, like, this could be me.
Education has given me a mindset change that has actually shown me that, yes, this is how this works. This is how things should be done. It's given me clarity on actually what I need to do. And it's also provided me with answers as to what I need to do and what I want for my future.
It's Friday. And it's offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Let me read this scripture to you from Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. Let him that is taught in the word, that's us, communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. That's Brother Copeland. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Partners, thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love and appreciate you, and they pray for you every day. Like Brother Copeland says, every day of the world, they pray over their partners. Now, the Lord called Kenneth Copeland Ministries to preach the word of faith, and Kenneth and Gloria have done that faithfully for more than 50 years. They've obeyed God to get this uncompromised word of faith on every available voice. And over the years, the voices have been the broadcast, the network, the magazine, the website, social media, prayer calls, email, special events, and more. When you sow into KCM, you're connecting with a ministry that specializes in using their faith. Let me pray over your offering right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that as they sow today, you're giving back to them good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into their bosom. And I thank you for the harvest of the seed that they sow. It is multiplying, it is increasing, and because of it, I thank you that the harvest of their seed is swallowing up their need. Lord, we thank you for this and for the privilege of sowing into the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, if you missed any of the broadcasts this week, you can watch them free on KCM.org or KCM's Roku channel. Now, this weekend, go to church. Go to church. It's so important. That's what I do every Sunday. I have to. I'm the pastor. But I love to do it. I enjoy doing it. And I enjoy going in and feeding the sheep. And that's what pastors do. They feed their sheep, build them up in the Word, teach them the Word of God, encourage them, strengthen them for the upcoming week. You know, the word of the Lord came to Brother Copeland that 2021 is the year of the local church. Be part of what God is doing in your local church. Next week, Brother Copeland is going to be teaching us about activating faith and walking in love. I am so looking forward to that. What a powerful message that is to activate and release your faith. Well, this is Pastor George reminding you that God loves you. We love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for your faithful support. To give by text to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, text the letters KCM and the dollar amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.
God's glory is flooding our nation's capital during our 2021 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Come join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle and experience divine healing, health, prosperity, and recovery. It all starts November 11th through 13th. We're in person and admission is free. Register today at kcm.org/events.